This is the Zesty Garden, and it's our Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That segment. Mike Coons, Extension Forestry Specialist at Utah State University, is here to talk about why you should not plant an aspen.
Yeah, and if you have a globe Navajo willow, I've already lost all credibility with you, but we'll talk about aspens. And aspens are actually in the same plant family as willows. It's the Salicaceae, so it's the willow and cottonwood and poplar and aspen family. And aspens are a little different than those others. They don't quite need as much water as a willow, a typical willow. Well, really, any willow needs a lot of water. And most cottonwoods and poplars need a lot of water. Aspen doesn't need quite as much water, but it's got plenty of problems. And an aspen is a beautiful tree in the mountains, and I think that's where it belongs. But people aren't planting those. They're forests that are regenerating themselves. If your neighbors have aspens, you also have aspens. And I cut one down, had it cut down for me about 15 years ago. And for years afterwards, 2 or 3 years, I would have sprouts come up in my lawn, more than did even before I cut it down. You know, you get them all the time.
And they get those little knobs wherever you cut those down.
And yeah, and so I religiously sprayed any that would come up with this kind of super Roundup type stuff. Plus, then, I would go to my neighbors' yards and ask them if it was okay. If I saw an aspen sprout coming up above the fence, I'd go and cut it down and treat the stump. And I thought I had them all gone. And then a neighbor was doing some tree removal, and I went over and realized it was one of my aspens that had gotten up to, boy, it was maybe 8 or 10 inches in diameter, and I had missed it. And so now he's actually going to make his final cut on the stump in the next few days, and I'm going to loan him the bottle of stump. It's not stump killer, but it's a herbicide that you put on a stump that translocates down in and gets most of the roots.
So you just put it on a fresh stump. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to drill a hole and fill the holes up or anything?
No. And the chemical in it, when you see the really fine print on pesticide labels, look for triclopyr, T-R-I-C-L-O-P-Y-R. That's the main problem with aspens, is they just go where you don't want them to. And they, like others in their family, they also are quite insect and disease prone. Not as bad as willows, but they are insect and disease prone.
So where would you have them? What's the minimum elevation that you would grow them? So here in the valley, even on the bench, it's too low.
Yeah, and what you're getting at is obviously the forests do fine, but what's wrong with them down here? Well, the sprouting in your lawn is something that isn't an elevation problem. It's just, it's what they do. It's how they, mostly how they regenerate.
So they're all clones, usually,
right?
Big clumps of clones.
Yeah. It is the cool and moist conditions up in the mountains that make them more suitable up there and less insect and disease prone, especially insect prone.
They don't have the insects that bother them down here up there as much?
That's probably part of it, and then they may be able to thwart the insects a little better.
Not stressed as much?
Yeah, right. And so they have more energy, more food reserves that they can possibly put into chemicals that protect them. And I would say, just think of where you start seeing aspen when you go up the canyon, maybe 7,500 feet or something. They start pretty low, and they go all the way to, Logan Canyon, certainly they're all the way up, probably to tree line in higher mountains like the Uintas. And there is one way to grow aspens in a residential landscape that I would like to mention, and that's for people who want that effect, but a way to avoid having this pretty good sized tree that's full of borer holes and it's breaking and all sorts of problems is don't ever let one of them get very big. So you decide where in your yard you're going to have an aspen grove, and then you plant two or three or four, wait for the sprouts to start coming up. Never let the sprouts go into the lawn. If they come up, you take care of them, just like you have to if you have a single tree.
But they'll be less likely to get into the lawn if they're small.
No, well,
not so much?
No, you're going to get them.
Okay.
So you still
have to put up with that.
Yeah, this is if you're willing to put up with having to get rid of sprouts where you don't want them. But let some sprouts come up in that bed you've created, and then always thin the sprouts to where you don't have lots of them and to where you like the look of it, and then never let any one of them get bigger than the rule of thumb I use is what you could easily cut down in an hour at home, without special tools, which means you're really not going to let the thing get taller than 20 feet and maybe 4 or 5 inches in diameter.
At the most, I would imagine.
Yeah, and so you'd have two or three getting up towards that size, a few small ones, and then you'd remove many of them within that bed because you wouldn't want them every 6 inches apart, you know.
So how much in diameter would you not let them get any bigger?
I'm thinking 4 or 5 inches.
If the tree starts to look yellow, mm-hmm. or diseased in any way, or dripping, I don't know if it has the flux driving down the side.
But
you
certainly
can see disease.
You get weeping out of the borer holes.
Cut it down because you can't fix it.
Right, and you'll always have new ones coming. It's a more naturalized look. It's not a lollipop tree in the middle of the lawn look. But I think a lot of people who like aspens like that kind of naturalized feel. So I went back on what we said, that this is a tree never to plant. In fact, it's a fine tree where it's native, as are willows. But also there is a way, I think, to have them as long as you're willing to, you still have to put up with some sprouts.
So for this week's segment of Wait, Don't Plant That, don't plant an aspen unless you're willing to put up with some of the many problems that it has.
Yes.
Or you live at 7,500 feet of elevation or higher.
Yeah, not too many of us do.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Mike Coons is a professor at Utah State University, and he is a teacher extraordinaire, among other things, but he is with USU's Extension Forestry as a specialist and as a regular guest on the Zesty Garden.